1 minute after the hour, 3 o'clock, of course, is now time for Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International. Of course, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. Don't forget, 100 financing, no deposit. Yes, you've got places to go. We'll help get you there. That's with our friends at Bank of St. Lucia. Go check them out right now. Check them out on Facebook and not forgetting their Instagram. Yeah, all them banks nowadays, everybody's social boy. Big up yourself, Bank of St. Lucia. I know you guys are locked on. My guest today is no other than Crystal Ford. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm wonderful. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being our final guest of the year. Yes, on the final show of the year. I really appreciate you stopping by the studio. Aww. And we're going to be talking a little business and, of course, have a little fun. It's kind of weird that I have to interview you because, you know, we're friends. We're actual friends. So I'm trying to be as professional as possible.
But it's difficult.
And not laugh, especially based on the circumstances right now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, so tell us a little bit more about yourself for people who just joining and probably don't know. We will go into the business aspect for a little later, but let's talk personal life, background, born and raised, the playground that you spent most of your days, you know, that kind of thing.
Chilling out.
Relaxing, yeah.
Yeah, okay. My name is Crystal Ford. I am originally from Trinidad. I was born in Trinidad, but I grew up here, so St. Lucians say that I'm St. Lucian and I need to just forget about Trinidad.
But
still, it's there. My parents are Guyanese, so I have like a whole
bouillon
of culture.
No, not bouillon. What's the equivalent of a Guyanese?
It's a cook up.
Pot?
A cook up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cook up. It's a cook up.
Yeah, with all the peas and the meat and everything. Yeah. So I grew up in St. Lucia, so I have a lot of Lucian influence. Mm-hmm. I went to school, did all my school in here. I went to Beaufort Compre, best school on Island Hay.
Saint Mary's College.
Best school on Island, Beaufort Compre. Whatever, we're going to fight on radio. Then after secondary school, I went on to study travel and tourism at Sir Arthur Lewis. Mm-hmm. And funny enough, when I left there, I did not go into tourism. I went into media because I don't know if you remember Island Secrets.
Of course, that's a big top soaps. I remember I first meet you, I asked for your autograph and things.
Okay, that is true. That is true. How could I forget that?
I actually was making up that and then I realized that was actually true.
It is, yes.
Yes. So you did your stint doing a bit of acting. Mm-hmm. What was that like? And how did you get approached to do St. Lucia's, St. Lucia's first TV soap opera? Yeah.
Well, it actually came from me. I used to do pageantry before.
Oh, right.
I modeled and I did pageantry. So one of the persons who I was in contact with the pageantry and modeling
is
Gregory Lord.
Right.
He contacted me and said, well, these guys are filming a soap opera and they're looking for a model to do a fashion show scene. So like, okay, cool. So I was one of those that they contacted. Mm-hmm. And we went in for the audition. And it turned out to be completely different from what they said they wanted.
Right.
And I wasn't even supposed to have a role in Island Secrets. Mm-hmm. I was just supposed to just do the model scene.
Thing, yeah. Right.
But a person who was supposed to play Amanda Sinclair had to pull out. And they were like, okay, well, we need somebody. How about you try? Mm-hmm. And that's what happened. I just tried out and be like,
it was amazing.
So you were just quiet all the time and you could have done this?
The thing about Island Secrets is there was not necessarily a script. There was just basically a concept and then you just have to go along. Is that difficult or?
At first it was, but then I've always liked acting. Mm-hmm. I've always been into arts. I'd done poetry and all that stuff.
Right.
So it came naturally to me. I think the difficult part at the beginning was the confidence to say the right thing and not look like a fool. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But after I got used to it, you know, you get on set and the director would be like, okay, well, this is what we want. This is what we want to go along with. And then just, you know, try something, action. You're like, okay, cool. So that was an experience, boy. That taught me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did it ever lead you to think that, listen, maybe I should take this seriously and probably pursue some kind of film career, acting career? Or did that dream end when the series died down?
I did want to, but I felt like I would do a lot better behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. I'm not big on a lot of attention.
Right.
Because it got crazy with Island Secrets. People would grab me and scream and be like, oh my God, Amanda. And I'm just like, okay, hi. Thank you. So I don't really like that much attention, but I would love if I could work behind the scenes and create these things. Right. That's more of my calling. That's what I would enjoy more.
It'd be very difficult for me because I think I'd be swearing too much. Yeah, and they'll probably have to edit too much and they'll probably fire me after the second. It's very difficult even having my regular job and not cursing.
I'm censoring myself right now as a girl.
Yeah, and it makes it worse when you're talking to a friend because we're like, the conversation's supposed to be casual and then I might just say, hey, you don't know.
Before I came here, I was like, Crystal, you're going to be on radio. Yes, it's Ronnie.
Yes,
but you have to be professional.
And of course, we're representing Bank of St. Lucia, so we've got to be as very.
And your mother is listening.
Your mother, talking about your mother. Your mother is an avid listener to Radio Caribbean International.
Yes,
she locks on a lot. Mommy, big up yourself. It's still waiting for that cook up. Yeah, you send for Yannick, yeah, send for me. Yeah, nothing. But big up yourself, same way still. You know. but let's go into what you were here for, actually. Mm-hmm. You launched your line, Dion Carey. And I actually didn't even know there was such a deep story behind the name.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of touching. Tell us a little bit more about what you do, the name, the concept. Let's take it from there, from that business standpoint.
Okay. Well, I launched Dion Carey in November of 2017, so it's been a little over 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always known that I wanted to have my own business. Mm-hmm. If you ask my mom, she'll tell you that I never aspired to grow up to have a husband and a family. I've always said, I'm not going to have that. I'm going to have a business. That's what I've always said when I was younger. Why are you laughing? Stop it. So, it's no surprise to any of my family that, like, I'm going to beat Ronnie.
Sorry, no.
It's no surprise to any of my family that, like, you know, I grew up and decided this is what I wanted to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always been along the lines of fashion. Because my mom was a seamstress, and I would, you know, sit at her foot, and when the scraps of cloth fall off, and I pick it up and try and make something, or get beads and try to make jewelry. So, that's always been there. But the whole idea for the name Dion Carey came from my brother. Because
mm-hmm.
his name is Dion.
Mm-hmm.
And he suffers from a condition called epilepsy.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. And before he was diagnosed, I had no idea what epilepsy was.
Right.
I had no clue. I had a friend from school who had a seizure once. And I was like, oh my God, that's crazy. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only after he was diagnosed, I realized that's what she had too.
Right, right.
And I thought, it would be amazing if I could use his name to attach to my business as the brand and attach the cause of spreading awareness of epilepsy to it. So when you hear Dion Carey, my name is Crystal, not Dion Carey, by the way. Everybody calls me Dion.
Your name is saved my phone as Dion Carey. Yeah, that's your name, Dion Carey.
So I want when people hear the name Dion Carey, they identify it with that cause and you know they think of people who are going through that and you know to lend some sort of support to them because it is difficult, the condition, what they go through, the seizures, you know, you feel like you're alone even if you have people around, nobody really understands what you go through. So it's a little
emotional. Yeah, and
emotional
I understand.
For me. Yeah.
And truth be told, this is something that not a lot of people know. I suffered with it when I was little. Yes. So,
I did not know that.
So I think I was trying to be Superman and I fell head first. Long story. So that's what I think that's the cause of my craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I believe so.
Yeah. So it is something that is kind of close to me and I understand. And I mean, I've seen people suffer for it, especially when you live overseas and a lot of these illnesses, so to say, are quite common, not like in Asia. So you are more aware, and the awareness is brought to you on how to deal with it, which is quite sad that in our country, yes, not so many people suffer with it, but the awareness is needed because you never know, you could be somewhere and you might want. Somebody has a fit and you need to know
what to do
to ensure that they don't choke, to ensure, you know, just the basic things. So it's really good that you're doing this as an awareness, and also this is what you do full time. Let's talk about the business aspect because I see we're both going to get emotional here. I know it's about that life.
Yeah, and I'm a big sap. I cry easy.
Yeah, we are crying today. From a business aspect, what drew you to decide, listen, I'm doing this full time. Say, dude, I tired of working for the man.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, okay.
I'm not even going to lie. Mm-hmm. But when I finally went into tourism, I worked at a hotel in St. Lucia as a hostess. I worked and I did enjoy it because it gave me an opportunity to step out of myself because I had to speak to people all the time. Mm-hmm. I had to be really confident. And that, honestly, was something I struggled with a lot.
Right.
So it helped me with my confidence, for sure. And whilst I was there, I realized that I really don't like tourism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. And I've always wanted to be my own boss, to do my own thing.
Right.
So what I did was save up as much as I could. And I started buying stuff. Put aside. I had no idea exactly what I was going to do. I just had an idea of something. I started researching, finding stuff, and I just kept putting it aside. And then I said, okay, I'm going to do it. So I started whilst I was working as a hostess.
Mm-hmm.
And I went on vacation. While I was on vacation, I was like, you know, I really think I have something here. So I divorced my job.
Tell the man, bye.
And I haven't looked back since, honestly. So,
what are some of the challenges that you're faced, especially when you're just starting off a business? I mean, it's not an easy road. Of course, you're faced with the buying material,
mm-hmm.
and there's only so much that savings can do. Did you ever consider approaching a financial institution about financing some of the or offsetting some of the costs, maybe via a loan or whatever? Did you do that, and what was the
actually, everything was out of pocket.
Right.
You know, at the working as a hostess, you know,
the tips.
I was paid well.
Right.
I can see that.
Right.
So I was able to afford to buy majority of the stuff I needed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it got difficult after I left and everything was dependent on the business
because
it was still sort of new. And yes, I got a lot of support, but the gaps in between with buying stuff and getting all the funds to do it was a bit tough.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that's expected.
Right, of course.
Before I went into this, I know I spoke to myself and said, it's not going to be easy. There are going to be times that you just wish you could have gone back to work and everything would be great. But you know, I prepared myself mentally for that. But the crazy thing is, I can't find the stuff I need here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the biggest struggle is ordering the stuff. And when it gets here, it's nothing like what you want, what you thought.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you overcome that? Is there a return policy for your raw material? Or is it that you just have to make a miracle happen with the stock that you have?
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah,
wow.
I have to make a miracle. But then I did. There was a lot of trial and error, and now I found suppliers that actually work for me, and I've been in communication with them to make sure that when I get stuff, that is what I want, which is the same thing as the last time, every single time.
Mm-hmm.
So there is that. You know, at the starting, you have to expect that things are not going to go according to plan all the time,
mm-hmm.
and you know, you have to keep searching. You have to keep at it,
mm-hmm.
because if you allow that to get into your head, then you get discouraged.
No, true. And of course, as a business that relies on a lot of imports,
mm-hmm.
What is it like dealing with people or what's it? The forwarders, the mail forwarders, like the I don't want to say specific companies, but the mailbox forwarders to St. Lucia. What is it like dealing with them? Do they meet your delivery expectations in terms of they deliver on time? Customs, I know a lot of us complain about customs and the price the prices that they charge and the inconsistencies.
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just want to talk about that aspect from the business in terms of some of the issues you have with that. What can you recommend to the powers that be, especially for small businesses? These are some of the things that they should consider to make it easier for small
mm-hmm.
businesses. What suggestions would you make, especially with the current government who need a lot of help, especially when it comes on to young business? What would you tell them?
I think, well, with customs in particular, they really need to regulate their prices. I think they need to state
what it is.
Because for me, my business, for example, when I order my blanks, if I order the same amount this month, sometimes, let's say I order like 100 of them, mm-hmm. customs might charge me $150. Mm-hmm. If I order the same amount next month from the same people for the same price, customs might charge me $200. So
your price point for your raw product or your single product would then have to change.
Exactly.
And then people look at your business and be like, well, why last month it was $200? Now this month I have to pay you $700 kind of thing.
Yeah, so it puts a real damper on your business because you can't be consistent.
Right.
Because customs isn't consistent. So I really think that it's something that they should look into, especially with so many young people going into business for themselves.
Right.
And they're overlooking this a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they assist us in that way, and we can push because we have the resources, this easy available to us, even if we have to order it,
right.
then in our small numbers, we actually do contribute to the economy.
Right.
We make a difference.
We do.
So when you look at the amount of young people who are coming, who are, you know, starting their business, mm-hmm. and you put all of us together, it's like we have a big business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we are really pushing, we are really helping the economy. So I think that, you know, they need to help us to help them.
And not only that, I think also we need to look at different avenues of investment in terms of mm-hmm. the manufacturing industry,
mm-hmm.
the agriculture industry, because I think a lot of focus is now being placed too heavily on tourism,
yep.
horse racing,
mm-hmm.
Things that are not necessary. No, I'm not trying to be political. This is not a political show. We can talk about that in the lunchroom. These are just seriously some of the issues that are affecting young
mm-hmm.
young entrepreneurs. And some, as somebody who's into business myself, I understand a lot of these challenges. But let's move away from challenges. Let's talk about successes and your proud moments as a businesswoman. Let's talk about like the very first time that you felt so accomplished and you made this big order when you started the business.
Well, you know, when I felt accomplished, like really, was when I made my first sale.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that said to me that you're making the right choice.
Right.
Like, somebody bought something from you. Like, they bought it, and this is new. It means mm-hmm. you have something. So that for me was the highlight. And the other thing which will surprise you was being here today.
Oh, well,
because be humble. Because I used to listen to this show on the radio and be like, you know, one day my business will get to the point enough that it's recognized and I'll get invited for the interview. And when that happens, I'd be like, okay, people are listening, people are mm-hmm. following my stuff, so it means that I'm doing good. It's a milestone for me.
Or you just know the right people.
Whatever.
One of the two.
I just had to censor myself again.
but what are the challenges that you have in especially in small St. Lucia, and is people copying? Because I mean, you might come up with something and it's very original. You're the first person on island doing it, and then you have people doing the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Probably at a cheaper price point.
Mm-hmm.
How does that make you feel?
You know, when that actually did happen.
Oh, it actually happened. I was just asking. I wasn't aware that it was actually happening.
Yeah. I was upset initially because I'm like, you know, Tanisha is small.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are so many other things that people can do. So for somebody to go and do this exact thing that I'm doing, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
So I was upset at first until, you know, I sat and I thought about it. I'm like, but no, competition is good because you could get complacent, you could get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's necessary to have the reminder that you can be replaced,
mm-hmm.
that somebody can always come and take over from you.
Mm-hmm.
So be on the ball, be on your game and push. Because you sleep on it,
somebody else will take.
Somebody else is going to do it.
It's almost like a relationship, right? You gotta always make sure that
you're
up to the time. And of course, like you said, you're doing this now for 2 years.
2 years.
Let's talk about your 3-year plan. What do you see yourself doing and expanding? I'm not sure what you could share with us because of the nature of the show, mm-hmm. sometimes you might want to share something and the people are listening like, oh, very good.
Let me
idea.
Just write this down.
Especially people who have the financial ability mm-hmm. to just go. But I don't know what you could share with us and how do you see the business expanding over the next 3 years or maybe even closer the 2020 period coming up?
Well, the aim is to create better brand awareness throughout the Caribbean.
Right.
I would love for it to go international, mm-hmm. but I'm thinking of home first.
Right.
The dream has always been to not just do jewelry, but to go into fashion.
Right, okay.
Because I have a million sketches that I've been sketching forever, and they've just been there.
Mm-hmm.
So my dream is to have my own fashion brand.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that you can look out for because mm-hmm. I'm actively working towards that.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's about it. I'm not gonna say anything
say
else.
Anything more.
I'm
yeah,
not gonna blight
yeah,
it.
No, blight it. People listening there, they're ready to take ideas. I see some people there, pen and paper there. Somebody said they can hear the lust in my voice.
What?
Wow. Wow. Amazing.
I think he's just hungry. I think that's what it is.
Or tipsy. But anyway, regardless, I'm going to get fired today, Lord Jesus. sorry.
Let me help you.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course. So you do a number of pieces. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about bracelets. How many different variations of bracelets that you do?
I offer two colors, gold and
mm-hmm,
silver.
Mm-hmm.
I have the main ones are the cuffs.
The cuffs, okay, mm-hmm. right.
Those are customizable with whatever phrase, words. Well, you're limited to the amount of the types of characters you can put on there because all the pieces are done by hand. When I say hand stamped, I don't think people really understand that I do it physically by hand, every single letter.
You have to take a little chisel, is it? That's what it's called?
It's similar. Let's just
a
see.
A chiselette? It's so small as a chiselette, no? And then you have to knock it.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a physical stamp, and I have to hit it with a hammer mm-hmm. to get every letter. But because I use stainless steel, is a hard metal.
Wow. So you need a lot of muscle.
A lot goes into making your jewelry.
Now,
so,
go ahead.
So I have those, and I do the like little charm bracelets as well.
Right.
So they're variations in. The silver, I have two different designs, and in gold, I have two designs mm-hmm. as well. So about five variations of bracelets.
Right.
Yeah, that's about it.
And of course, you come from a crafty
mm-hmm.
background. Your dad is a
sculptor.
A sculptor. I was just about to say a woodworker, but that sounds so wrong. It sounds more like a carpenter. But
the finesse.
Yeah, the finesse. A wood sculptor. Do you think that had anything to do with your influence or had any influence on the path that you chose career-wise?
Definitely. I mean, both of my parents were self-employed. So that's something I grew up seeing.
Mm.
So it wasn't difficult for me to want to
mm-hmm,
follow
mm-hmm.
suit. And, you know, my dad would take a piece of wood and make something amazing out
mm-hmm.
of it. I don't have the skill. He kept it for himself.
Bad man.
Well, he gave it to my brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, seeing him manipulate wood in that way, it's always been, you know, something that inspired me.
Right.
Distracted. Sorry, people. Sorry. I've always been inspired by that. And then to see how people react to his work and his talent, you know. I am inspired by what my parents have
right.
managed to do. And they've been the ones really who've pushed me in that direction without even knowing it. From looking at them and seeing what they've been able to do. My dad with wood and my mom with cloth. I mean, so they were my real inspiration. They're the ones I looked up to. The ones I still look up to because my dad is still going strong. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, that's where that came from.
Any plans on doing a strange collaboration between your parents and yourself and creating something different?
Well, we have been talking about it.
Okay, psychic one. Psychic, old gashy boy. Yeah, because, I mean, it'll be a really amazing thing to do, an entire family tribute kind of a thing. I mean, especially the fact that the name behind the company is based on a family member.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be amazing to do a family. Anyway,
we've been talking about it. Yeah, whatever. Next thing, when we do it, we'll be like, I was the one.
Yeah, I was the one.
We have been talking about that. So that's something you can look out for in the future.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say near or distant because it's not concrete yet, but we are talking about doing that.
All right, cool. Well, we have 4 more minutes left in the interview. Time has flown so fast.
Yeah.
I got to say a special thank you once again to our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia. You've got places to go. We'll help get you there. Yes, so make sure you go check out the Bank of St. Lucia right now. See more, do more, and get the convenience of going further with less hassle and 100% financing with a Fresh Wheels loan from Bank of St. Lucia. Yeah, boy. Vroom, vroom.
Vroom.
What do you say, Anik? New BM. Anyway, anything else? Any final thoughts? Of course, we got to ensure that we let people know where to get your products. Any plans on probably opening a physical location? Because, we do online stuff. People are not so... People still want a physical location. But do you think that is something that you would look into? Or less overheads, more profit?
Right now, no. But I would love to have a physical store.
Yeah.
But for now, everything is on Facebook or Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So you could go over to Dion Carey. There's the same name on both pages.
Mm-hmm.
And right now I have my 12 Days of Christmas promotion running.
Well, tell us about that 12 Days of Christmas.
Mm-hmm. So 12 Days of Christmas, every day we have a different... It's either you get a discount, you get free customizing, we have new products so you can get available on just those days. And after the 12 days we have a grand prize, I guess you can say, giveaway. So you'll get a Dion Carey, one winner will get a Dion Carey package, and I will let them know later on what the package is.
Right.
Bit of a surprise. And
I hate surprises.
I know, I hate them too, but it's fun when you're surprising people.
No, it's not.
So I partnered with Child of the Sun, Glam and Fab. Child of the Sun does t-shirts.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we're getting a t-shirt from her. Glam Fab from Viewfort. She does lip glosses and lip kits and stuff like that. She makes them herself. It's pretty good.
Locally made.
And Pure Bliss, which is a spa in Viewfort as well.
Yeah, you're representing for the V, boy.
I'm from down south, okay?
Yeah, representing the V.
And all of these are ladies in business. So we get a back massage from Pure Bliss. So one person is going to win all of those things.
Plus more coming soon.
Plus you never more know. Coming soon. Yeah.
And coincidentally is mostly South products.
Yeah.
Which is good. There's so many businesses down in the South that don't necessarily get the amount of publicity that they need. Although, like, Viewfort is another community and it's like another country on its own.
And they support, man. They support. I'm telling you. Because I've been preparing orders for delivery on the weekend, and when I write down where I have to go and deliver, I write little V's for Viewfort, and it's been majority.
V.
Yeah, they support. Wow. They come out and they just see something, they like it, and they know, okay, you're doing this, that's wonderful, take my money. Yeah, so I have to give back. I do it all the time.
I should open a business down in Viewfort. Hey, once again, thank you so much for stopping by. We're just about out of time, but I want you to again give people your handles, your contact, your tutsa.
Mm-hmm.
Let people know how to get in contact with you when they want to get some nice customized goods.
Yes, so go to Facebook or Instagram. The name is Dion Carey, DionKerry, or you can reach me on WhatsApp or call, like old school, on 724-3262. My name is Crystal, so you just think, hey, Crystal.
Just call her Dion.
My name is Crystal.
No,
that's fine. You can call me Dion, too. But you can get me those three places, and I'd be very happy to assist you.
Crystal, thank you so much for stopping by our studios. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And thank you for being our final guest.
I feel so honored. Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Did they save the best for last?
Yes, they did. Flips here.
Trips. Let's go. Let's go. Youth Unplugged.